BBC Radio Bristol. You're listening to me, Joe Simms, for your proper Bristol breakfast, and the time is 19 minutes to nine. Good morning. Now, at the start of a new academic year, parents are being urged to send their kids back to school. There's been a significant rise in the number of children that don't go to school regularly since the pandemic, with Bristol amongst the highest in the country. Kate Richardson is the executive principal of the Cabot Learning Federation, who runs 10 schools in Bristol and over 20 in the region, and joins us this morning. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
It's important, I guess, to recognise that there's going to be lots of kids who are not going to be going back to school this week when they really should be. I mean, is this an issue that you're grappling with at the Cabot Learning Federation?
Absolutely. Attendance has been a key priority for us over the past few years. It's not a new priority, but it is a significant issue, particularly across Bristol.
And do you feel like you've got the adequate resources then to understand why absence figures are so high, and what, like, you know, and the money to be able to improve attendance?
I think school leaders and schools would always say that they would benefit from more resource, but school leaders are really creative, teachers are creative, and for some time now, we've been having to think about what we can do with what we've got. And a lot of that, as Kerry said, comes down to relationships and comes down to children feeling safe and feeling wanted and feeling like they belong in our schools. And that's been a key piece of work for us. It's part of school culture and it really takes time.
So do you think that COVID then maybe and the closure of schools undermined its importance, as we were seeing that adults are rediscovering their relationship with going back to work, going back to the office, going back to the factory or whatever? Do you think that people are rediscovering their relationship with schools and the need to be back into into school buildings themselves?
Yeah, I think we are seeing a bit of a reset, and that is definitely needed. Of course, COVID had a significant impact on attendance, but there are many other barriers, and it's really important that our schools, leaders, teachers, educational support staff are able to understand those barriers by getting to know our children, getting to know our families really well, and unpicking some of the reasons that sit behind that poor attendance. And of course, some of it will be COVID, some of it will be additional barriers for children with special educational needs, for children with certain vulnerabilities. And it's absolutely our job and our role to make sure that we understand those barriers and work alongside families to support children to come into school every day.
It's hard, isn't it? Because, we've got this social media campaign that people are talking about, like the one that the council are planning, and I'm sure it will help. But it feels like the issue is so complicated and nuanced.
Yeah, it really is. If it were a quick fix, school leaders are intelligent and flexible people. And if it were quick and easy to resolve, we absolutely would have done it by now. There are some really complex issues, often many barriers that sit behind non-attendance or persistent absence. And so our job is to get a bit closer, but it is really tricky. What works for one family won't necessarily work for another. What works in one school won't work for another. It is really important that we work closely with the local authority and council and support the social media campaign, whilst also knowing that that alone, I think, as Councillor Townsend said, that on its own won't fix attendance. But it's thinking really carefully about what we can do to support more children to attend school every day, learning from that and sharing that best practice across our trust, across our schools, but also across the region through our attendance hub work too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a statement of intent, isn't it? And anything that's a measure that's designed to kind of help teachers and be the hand at their back rather than the monkey on their shoulder can only be a good thing.
Definitely. I think where colleagues feel that this is another thing to do, an extra thing to do, it is likely to be less successful. Being a school with high attendance and having high aspirations for attendance is absolutely something that needs to be baked into school culture. Children need to feel happy and safe, and they need to have a reason to come to school. We need to make it fun and purposeful. They need to see that we're on their side and on their team, and we absolutely are working with them and want to support them. And that goes far beyond attendance. And so we talk in our trust about attendance being everybody's responsibility, but we don't mean through extra add-on tasks or admin. We mean through the attitude and the approach that we have towards taking responsibility for children wanting to be in every day.
Well, I mean, we've talked about school being a struggle for some, and that is completely understandable and for good reason. But let's end on a positive. The start of the school year should be a time full of energy, enthusiasm, and excitement, right?
It should be. It should be that time that you might have your new pencil case, your shiny book bag, that you might be looking forward to your learning for the year, meeting new teachers, making new friends after a long summer of perhaps not having as much social contact. It should be a really exciting time, and we definitely want to build on that across our trust and make sure that that continues throughout September, throughout October, when the weather dips a bit and gets a bit rainy and a bit miserable as it is today. We want to make sure that our children are excited about coming to school and feel like they belong there. So it is a really good opportunity at the start of the academic year to make a positive start to children being in every day.
Well, Kate, I wish you and your entire team and, of course, all the kids and parents every success as you get back to a new school year. That is Kate Richardson, the Executive Principal of the Cabot Learning Federation on tackling school absences.